Welcome to the Health and Wellbeing Programme. My name is Vernon Pierce, and in this series, I'll be talking to you about issues which may affect you, giving you advice provided by the NHS. Today, I'll be talking about tinnitus, the name for hearing noises that don't come from an outside source. It can sound like ringing, buzzing, whooshing, humming, hissing, throbbing, music or singing. You may hear these sounds in one or both ears or in your head. They may come and go, or you might hear them all the time. It's not always clear what causes tinnitus, but it's often linked to some form of hearing loss, Meniere's disease, conditions such as diabetes, thyroid disorders or multiple sclerosis, anxiety or depression, taking certain medicines. Tinnitus can be a side effect of some chemotherapy medicines, antibiotics, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, and aspirin. Go and see a GP if you have tinnitus regularly or constantly, or your tinnitus is getting worse, or your tinnitus is bothering you, for example, if it's affecting your sleep or concentration, or making you feel anxious and depressed. You must see a GP urgently if you have tinnitus that beats in time with your pulse, and go to A&E or call 999 if you have tinnitus after a head injury, you have tinnitus with sudden hearing loss, weakness in the muscles of your face, or vertigo. If any of these things happen, do not drive to A&E. Ask someone to drive you or call 999 and ask for an ambulance. Bring any medicines you take with you. If you have tinnitus, there are things you can do to help cope. Try to relax. Deep breathing or yoga may help. Try to find ways to improve your sleep, such as sticking to a bedtime routine or cutting down on caffeine. Try to avoid things that can make tinnitus worse, such as stress or loud background noises. Join a support group. Talking to other people with tinnitus may help you cope. Don't have total silence. Listening to soft music or sounds, called sound therapy, may distract you from the tinnitus. Don't focus on it, as this can make it worse. Hobbies and activities may take your mind off it. If the cause of your tinnitus is unknown or cannot be treated, your GP or specialist may refer you for a type of talking therapy. This could be cognitive behavioural therapy, CBT, to change the way you think about your tinnitus and reduce anxiety. Tinnitus counselling, to help you learn about your tinnitus and find ways of coping with it. Or tinnitus retraining therapy, using sound therapy to retrain your brain to tune out and be less aware of the tinnitus. You'll usually be offered digital CBT first, which is a type of CBT that's delivered through an online program or app on your computer, tablet or smartphone. Tinnitus retraining therapy may be available on the NHS for people with severe or persistent tinnitus. It's unclear if tinnitus retraining therapy works for everyone, and it's widely available privately. If you have hearing loss, hearing aids may be recommended. The advice I'm giving you in today's programme comes from the NHS website, which you can access at www.nhs.uk. And there is a section called Health A to Z, which lists hundreds of conditions you may have concerns about and gives you lots more information and help. That's the website, www.nhs.uk.